Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media. You want answers? So do I. It's the Alex Jones Show, live Wednesday, April 27th. The year is 2022. And I was born for this, and so were you. What an incredibly historic moment we are all living in right now today. Wow. We have another big, important transmission lined up for you and so many special reports and clips as well. Man, everything we talked about is happening now. And it is very exciting on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter and on YouTube, everywhere. Without looking, people just flood me with it. Massive response of the public saying Alex Jones was right, and just huge traffic and new listeners coming to InfoWars.com/show and to the local AM and FM stations and TV stations around the country. We are just exploding right now when it comes to new listeners, and that's what this is all about. I love those of you that are informed, and a lot of you have been around longer than I have and know more than I do, but man, isn't it precious, new people that are reaching out to find the truth. I want to welcome them all for joining us here today. Okay. I could talk big picture because that's the most important thing, or I could drill down into all the news that's the symptom of the disease, and I'm going to do both, but it's just important to understand what's happening. By the 50s, there was a scientific consensus in the Anglo-American establishment, that means the British Empire merged with the United States after Bretton Woods, to have a post-human world where humans became a corporate commodity of the ruling class. That would create stability in war, they said, and be the final revolution or the end of history. It's either called the final revolution or the end of history. Look those terms up. Look up anything I say. It's how the crew can sit there and look it up and find it. I tell you, Bertrand Russell talked about nuking all the major cities to get rid of most of the humans to have peace in the 1950s. Just because he said it, you can pull it up. Or I tell you that David Rockefeller bragged in the New York Times about putting Mao Zedong into power in 1949. You can look the damn thing up. 1976. And so all you got to do is write down what I say, and 95% of it is not speculation. It is admitted fact. A decision was made, ladies and gentlemen. The decision was made to end free society everywhere and bring in tyranny. And that's why you see the headlines in Bloomberg and in the Financial Times of London, the Washington Post, New York Times saying dictatorship is good, censorship is good, and that's what we need. Because they're selling you authoritarianism because they don't want you and I to have a seat at that table. I want us to have a seat at the table. I want us to have a pro-human, altruistic, renaissance, liberal future. Not the liberal authoritarian counterfeit, but the real liberal future that Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Benjamin Franklin, and Voltaire, and so many others talked about. So we've got one hell of a broadcast lined up for you here. And everything is aligning right now. So it's going to be crystal clear which side you're going to decide to be on. Now, you will get the most important information. You will get the real secrets here. That's why the globalists are up late at night trying to figure out how to deal with us, because we're over the zeitgeist. We're over the target. And we've got a lot of huge news and a very special guest joining us in the second hour today. And I just want to ask all the great viewers and listeners to think about how important it is that you care enough to be tuned in right now, and that you care enough to care about your world. Because the general public's still in a coma, but a larger and larger minority of people of every race, color, and creed that love liberty, who have the same spirit, we're brothers and sisters in that spirit, transcending what color we are, or where we came from, more and more you're realizing that you're the brain trust that is going to share this information worldwide when people will be ready to accept it, which is now. This is our greatest moment coming. This is the battle that's been foretold for thousands of years against good and evil, and it's going to be rough. But on the other side, when we come out of this storm, The sun will be rising, and the new island of liberty and freedom will be waiting, and it's called the stars and beyond. We are together. We are invincible. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. Talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. Texas.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The battle is joined. The fight for free speech is now the hottest topic in the world as Elon Musk successfully takes over Twitter. And the leftist authoritarians go into meltdown mode.
Are you ready for us?
Sure.
Fine.
All right.
Oh, well, I've been ready for
it. Let me hold it.
Okay.
Perfect.
They're f***ing killing Artie Morgan, so you're telling me it isn't real when they had a f***ing vote in the goddamn f***ing Senate? Do you want this to get? You want mushroom clouds? You want super deadly bioweapons? You want mass starvation? You want to die? Well, if you don't want to die, wake up, realize it's a spiritual war, realize there's an alien spirit and force trying to destroy humans before we go to jump point and the next level of our civilization, and realize that in that fight, this broadcast is seen by the enemies of humans as the number one threat. What an incredible honor to be here with you today. Because it's not just Alex Jones. This is a focal point. It's our crew. It's our guests. It's our callers. It's our listeners. It's the people that spread the word. It's the folks that intercess and pray for this broadcast. We are witnessing God's power. David versus Goliath against the satanic system through InfoWars, which is now the blueprint of victory against the satanic force. Recognized by world leaders that are on our side, recognized by all of the top people fighting the New World Order in media, recognized across the board as the genesis point of the resistance. All glory goes to God. And God working through all of you out there, the glory goes to you. But it doesn't mean the times aren't about to get really, really rough. We're under economic warfare. And before we end this segment, I'm going to air an extremely powerful special report by Greg Reese that's titled Incoming Carbon Taxes and the Worldwide Climate Lockdowns. It is beyond central, beyond critical, beyond essential for you to understand there is a globalist force that wants a post-industrial world. 6+ billion people starve to death and dead within 8 years. And even Elon Musk comes out and says, we'll have billions die, civilization's about to collapse, we've got to have a pro-human future, we've got to have more children, we've got to use fossil fuels, we've got to set up clean nuclear. But the globalists say, no, you don't get nuclear and you don't get fossil fuels. You get windmills, which they know can't supply 10% of the energy humans need and never will. And all the Hollywood scum and the globalists think we're stupid and think we're going to sit here while they destroy civilization, and then they're going to claim things are collapsing because of global warming when they're collapsing because of them. They are the enemy. They are the problem. They devalued the currencies. They bought up the markets and the infrastructure and the companies and the intellectual property by their fraud. And now they're handing us this fraud and this debt and saying, oh, it's your fault this has happened. Or, oh, we didn't know this would take place. Or Chuckie Schumer came out, and I got a video of it here. Forgot to give it to the crew. Grab that video. And said, we need to raise taxes on the middle class and poor people. That's the reason we have inflation. So right as all your products cost more, they want to charge you more taxes so the little people have less money to spend. But all the big banks that created the quadrillions in fiat currency to buy up everything, well, ladies and gentlemen, they say that that's something that we should just submit to. And it's something we should just go along with. In fact, let's play the clip. Here is clip 10. Chuckie Schumer claims the only way to reduce Bidenflation is to raise taxes. I'm saying the only way to put out a fire is to throw gasoline on it. Here it is.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts and raise rates. No Republican is ever going to do that. So the only way to get rid of inflation is through reconciliation.
Let's go ahead and go to Greg Reese's report on the inflation wars.
The most effective control technique deployed by the American media is to distract the audience. This is very easy to do because everyone takes the bait. But today's distractions are threatening our very lives. While people are busy discussing their opinions on he said, she said nonsense from Hollywood stars and celebrating the fact that one of the billionaires who made hundreds of millions off the COVID lockdowns just bought Twitter, the banker's agenda continues to move forward unobstructed. The World Economic Forum has made their intentions clear. You will own nothing and like it. And the best way to accomplish this is through more lockdowns, permanent lockdowns, with occasional breaks for good behavior. Just as China led the way in 2020, showing the world how efficiently a totalitarian regime can fight a fake pandemic, the rest of the world soon followed. Shanghai is now building cages around entire apartment buildings to keep people from escaping, an entire new method of government mass murder. America's version will be so much more cozy. World nations are beginning to adopt the carbon tax and cutting off the fuel supply, while announcing massive fuel shortages. In America, Gavin Newsom is leading the way by cutting off the water and power to Californians after years of creating the problem by turning off production. While facing a massive fertilizer shortage, Bill Gates owns the majority of farmland and wants you to eat nothing but genetically modified synthetic food products. And he marches forward, no matter how much you make fun of him on social media. And while we face an immediate shortage of fresh foods and staple items, over a dozen food processing plants have been destroyed in recent weeks. It may not be possible to see the entire picture from the level where we are at, but they are going to shut us down again. The very systems of government we believed were put in place to serve us are being used to kill us by billionaires and banks while they maximize their own profits. That much is clear. And as far as the ones perpetrating this human liquidation, what they can clearly see is that we will obey. We will put the mask on when we are told, and we will take it off when we are told, and we will celebrate that as a victory. They know that we will ignore their destruction of America so long as they feed us distractions to ruminate over on social media, just as they are doing right now. On January 20th of this year, the WHO submitted a proposal that would give the World Health Organization international authority over pandemic response, meaning no more recommendations, but de facto law. This proposal has been fast-tracked by Washington for consideration at the World Health Assembly this May. They want to make you stay inside your home and die quietly, peacefully, where no one notices. Many of you may doubt that they will get away with any of this, but our actions say differently. Our actions suggest that they can do it again. And so long as we have a voice on Twitter, once we are locked down in our homes again, we can complain of the food shortages, the rolling blackouts, and the cyber attack. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
If you want to survive, if you want to stop what they're doing, you've got to take action. You've got to go to band.video. It's a featured video. Or click the left-hand corner. Go to the Greg Reese section. It just went up a few minutes ago. And the headline is very, very important to understand what we're dealing with. Incoming carbon taxes and worldwide climate lockdowns. That's their plan. They said it 10 years ago and 2 years ago. We knew it was coming, and here it is being announced in Italy and other areas. So for my own sake and my family's sake, I won't get out of this unless you wake up. I'm talking to new listeners. And none of us will get out of this unless we wake up the sheeple. So listeners, the games are over. The world government's out in the open. The wars, the open borders, the forced inoculations, the climate lockdowns, it's all here. I've got articles right here, mainstream news, Biden announcing the UN will control all of our COVID responses or disease responses in the future. It's all happening now. Sure, I put in my film Endgame 15 years ago. What does that matter if we don't take action?
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Innovations ever seen. A trailblazer for human freedom worldwide. But now captured since 1913 by the private Federal Reserve, turned into an engine and a weapon of against freedom around the world since after World War II. And the globalists know that. They're waging war on the American people while they wage war on everybody else. And in the next segment, I'm going to hit the huge Russian news that just gets more and more dire, more and more serious. And then the censorship news and the inflation news and the economy. And then a special guest, Count Dankula, a great comedian and YouTuber, good friend of mine, is going to be coming on to talk about the Elon Musk censorship and the audio that Veritas got of the executives trying to talk about how they're going to try to stop Elon Musk. That's all next hour. But I wanted to spend a few minutes right now talking about an investment. You know, we think about our children, if you have children. We think about how they want them to have children, and we want to have a successful civilization for them. We're pro-human. The globalists see humans as failed and bad and ugly, and they want to have a post-human world. That's their transhumanist operation. But InfoWars is like a line of people in the 28 years it's been on air. The thousands and thousands of guests, the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of calls, the tens of thousands of huge stories and hundreds of top stories broken that really changed the course of history. It's about that fight going on into the future. And you know who you are out there at our great time of need with the corrupt system surrounding us, doing everything it can to shut us down. You came through last week and dug us 40%+ out of the hole. And then I just learned today that 2 days ago we got a big donation that was now gone through and confirmed that got us 60%+ of the hole right now. Praise God. And I want to thank the individual that donated, and they know who they are. We don't know who they are, but it was substantive. And it's going to be when people that have means get off the bench that this fight will get won very, very quickly. But it's been the little people. The dishwashers and the truck drivers and the farmers and the police officers and the school teachers that have been buying the T-shirts and buying the books and buying the films and, you know, getting the supplements, and they get a great response back. Our coffee's really high quality and it's at a low price. But the point is, they've been the ones carrying the bulk of the weight. You know, I've met with well-known billionaires and others that say they're supporters, and I don't even get around to asking for money, because the average billionaire could turn a piece of coal in their rear end into a diamond. And that's fine. But my issue is with the devaluation and the tyranny and the war, the middle class, the nouveau riche, the ultra wealthy, you're going to lose everything if you don't put skin in the game. And that's why I'm asking everybody to remember how important InfoWars is, and don't take any day we're on air for granted. I know I don't. I very humbly ask you, on my knees, metaphysically, to pray for us and to pray for yourself and to pray for awakening and pray for peace and pray for justice and pray for stability and pray for innovation and pray for the satanic system in our way to get behind us so we can move on with God's plan if we choose that through free will. So I want to commend everybody that donated last week. You can make straight donations at InfoWars.com/show. You can make straight donations in the live show feed every day that we put up under the live show feed. We'll put that up on screen. The top of InfoWarsStore.com, there's a Be a Sponsor, Become a Donator. Do it one time, sign up, do it recurring, cancel any time for free. But I just ask you to commit and realize that I'm committed. Would the Justice Department investigate me, wanting to put me in jail, lying and saying I'm coming out of the cold, admitting I'm corrupt and want to turn state's evidence? All that's a lie. And in all the Democrat-run lawsuits and all the rigged events and all the big court fines and the rest of it, it's okay because I've got you and God on my side, and I trust in God through this fight, and I have an amazing crew who don't get enough credit who are amazing. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and make a straight donation so we get 95% of the money. Or buy some X2, great deep red crystal iodine that everybody should have that's so essential for all your cellular function and your libido and your energy and your stamina and your immune system. It's 25% off, sold out for a long time back in stock. And these little babies, you know, again, I started seeing these a couple of years ago, and just like I didn't get into Bitcoin when Max Kaiser tried to get me to, because I didn't understand it all, I missed the boat. Well, I started to miss the boat on these, but I'm not going to miss the boat on them now. And what they do is big banks and mints put out fractional gold bars. And then what they do is it has original art on it and a hologram, so it's limited. So it's like a baseball card with gold in it and original art, and it's limited. Their last run, the company that put these out, sold 300,000 in 2 months. We only have a limited run of 25,000. We've already sold out of a third of it. And it's got a markup because it's art and it's got gold, but it funds our operation. And it's the InfoWars Republic Defense card. Alex Jones exclusive with the sheepdog chasing the wolf on one side, and on the back, the hologram and the wolf chasing the sheep. It is very, very important that everybody gets this. It's a piece of history. It's a limited edition. And you're not investing to get money back because gold goes up or art goes up. That might happen. You're investing in it because it's a piece of history, and you're investing in your freedom and your future and stepping up to the plate. So thank you all for your support. You'll find this amazing product at InfoWarsStore.com, and when it's gone, it is gone. And I don't want to get into any inside baseball here, but the group that puts these out, without them, we wouldn't be on air right now. And they have kept us on air. And I'll just leave it at this. The extra profit in this, why it has the markup, is to pay them back. Because they're patriots. They stepped up, and they took care of us. I'm going to leave it at that. And for the first time in my life, I started going into debt to keep this place on air. Now I'm delivering back to pay them back. And so that's what this is about. That's why you see the lies all over the media saying Jones has $60 million, $80 million. I don't have $5 million in cash. I don't have a bunch of real estate. I've got a almost several cars I drive. I got a Dodge Hellcat and a Ford truck. And that's what I got. And I don't care. I don't measure myself how much money I've got. I measure myself on how we affect the world. But I'm maxed out. I'm selling everything I've got. I've even had them go into storage and get old furniture out or whatever that didn't even worth that much to sell it, because I'm not going to let these employees go. I'm going to sell everything I've got before I let any of this great crew go and this incredible infrastructure and operation we built. So I want to thank all the AM and FM affiliates. I want to ask folks to support them as well. Become a sponsor, donate to them, whatever, because this broadcast is doing way more than your local church you donate to fight abortion and the New World Order and the Satanists. I'm not saying we're better than them. I'm just saying we're fighting evil. We need your support. The local stations do as well. But I want to encourage all of you to spread the word about the broadcast. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm done plugging. When we come back, the Russian news just is hard to even read, but it needs to be out there so we know what we're facing. And then we're going to get into the inflation. We're going to get into the latest with the pedophile takeovers. Biden actually did something good. Abraham Bolden, the ex-Secret Service agent that tried to stop the Kennedy assassination and got in trouble for it, he's been pardoned by Biden. So, wow, Biden did something good. Wow. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
The countries that Russia has attacked over the last years, Georgia, leaving forces in Transnistria and Moldova, and then repeatedly Ukraine, these were countries that were not part of NATO. It has not attacked NATO countries for probably a very good reason.
You could also argue the countries they've attacked were part of Russia.
Well, that
we're part of the Soviet Union.
Yes, and I firmly disagree with that proposition. It is the fundamental right of these countries to decide their own future and their own destiny. And
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying that the countries that have been attacked, Georgia and Ukraine, were part of the Soviet Union.
And that does not
and they were part of the Soviet Union since the 1920s.
But that does not give Russia the right to attack them, on the contrary.
No one's saying it does, but it really
has nothing
to do. They were
liberated from being part of this empire by force.
Now, Senator Paul went on to echo several Russian talking points and criticized the United States for agitating for Ukraine to join NATO last fall, something Russia considers a red line.
There could have been voices before this invasion, instead of agitating for something that we knew our adversary absolutely hated and said was a red line as recently as last September, before you signed the agreement, once again agitating for NATO, Russia said that it was a red line. Now, there is no justification for the invasion. I'm not saying that, but there are reasons for the invasion, and I think it's added nothing.
Joining us now, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, and CNN National Security Correspondent, Kylie Atwood. During that first thing that Senator Paul said, you were making exasperated sounds, is how I'll put it. You were. I mean, what do you think when you hear him say that?
So, Brianna, those countries, Georgia, that the Russians invaded in 2008, and Ukraine, that the Russians invaded in 2014, as well as today, they're sovereign nations. They've been sovereign nations since independence in 1991. 30 years they've been independent. Sovereign nations get to decide what their security arrangements are. And so for anyone to say that because they were part of an empire before, they can be attacked, it doesn't make any sense.
And that's the exact point that the Secretary of State very clearly made, right? He shut down Rand Paul's line of questioning, which was based on this idea that because these countries had at one point been part of the Soviet Union, that may have frustrated Putin even more when he heard about Ukraine's desires that have existed for a long time to join NATO, and that could have prompted them to invade Russia, to invade Ukraine. You heard the Secretary of State saying, listen, any country's history doesn't justify Russia invading them. The sovereign nation has the right to choose their own alliances.
And that's CNN that no one believes. So even what CNN's saying is true, and it's not, the average American sees that and says, well, it must be the opposite. Putin must be good, when it's more complex than that. And that's what the establishment's finally figuring out. Everyone hates them. They can say the sky is blue and water's wet and fish swim in the ocean and birds fly around in the sky, and no one would believe it because they are a pack of criminal anti-American scum that have been waging economic and cultural and chemical war through fentanyl and other drugs against us. Our problem, our enemy in front of us, is not Vladimir Putin. It's the globalist New World Order Chi-Com Alliance that's destroying us. But I have here the video and the articles, and I'll show it to you, of the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, yesterday saying, yeah, we may have Ukraine join NATO, when an agreement was signed in the 90s with the Russians not to turn those countries into puppet states of NATO or the European Union. And now we've had U.S. troops there for 10 years. 8 years ago, they overthrew the elected government that was somewhat pro-Russia and then started attacking the border regions of Russia in Ukraine. Absolutely insane. Absolutely dangerous. And so it's the globalists started this. Did Putin walk into a trap? Yeah. I mean, it's hit the news years after I told you, because I know the soldiers. But I can also look at the congressional funding. But, I mean, they've got so many U.S. soldiers over there that there are multiple people in this building that have been over there fighting the Russians in the last few years. Fighting the Russians in this building. And there have, and everybody I know that's long-term Army has been over there at one point or another or knows all about it. I can't swing a stick in the dark around military people and not hit somebody with it that's been over there training people how to kill Russians. Or how to attack those Russian-held areas on the Russian border. So the Russians knew what they were getting into, and they said they're fully committed, and they expected to fight NATO. And Lavrov came out yesterday and said, we are fighting NATO, and we're not going to stop. And the Russians have said, we don't care. If 5 million Russians die, we're not going to stop. And, you know, 20-something million Russians died kicking Hitler's ass. And I'm not saying my grandfathers in the Army Air Corps weren't part of taking down Hitler, but we lost less than 1 million people. They lost 20-plus million. They're not going to give up. This is not Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to stop. Doesn't matter how high-tech the West weapons are, it's not going to stop. And that's where this is going. We are now in a direct war, no longer a proxy war, with the Russians. And if the Russians were promoting communism and doing all this stuff, and over here, I would actually say, well, okay, maybe we should do that. I'm not a pacifist, but the New World Order is attacking us and attacking Russia. And I've had enough of it. So, almost everyone I know that's career Army has been or is over there with those platoons firing missiles and directing weapons with U.S. satellites at the Russians. We are at war with Russia, a major mobilization. You know why we, quote, pulled out so haphazardly out of Afghanistan? Because they knew Russia had decided to go in last year. I told you Russia would go in by February. They went in by February. I'm not pulling this stuff out of a hat or out of my arse. And I'm not going to pull out of my rear end, excuse my French, what is about to happen right now if the brakes don't get put to this. Here's the headlines. Russia cuts natural gas to two NATO countries in escalation. They cut off natural gas to members Poland and Bulgaria today and threaten to do the same to other countries, dramatically escalating its standoff with the West over the war in Ukraine. European leaders decried the move as blackmail. Putin warns of quick response if West intervenes in Ukraine, which they're already doing, striking Western targets. That's called World War III. Defense Secretary Austin, Ukraine may still join NATO despite warnings by Russia. See the article, Infowars.com. See him say it on video. And it goes on from there, my friends. You already saw the clip. Rand Paul argues U.S. should not have backed Ukraine's NATO aspirations, citing Russia's stated reasoning behind the invasion, which is a fact. And they go, oh, what are you, pro-Russia? No, Russia said it would invade if the West did that. That's all he stated was reality. But if you tell people reality, you're bad, according to the Washington Post. Trump's right. He said, we have stupid people now running our country. The world is going to be blown to pieces. Let me have this video. It's on Infowars.com. I'm not going to play it because of time constraints. When America tried to keep Ukraine in the USSR, 1991, the agreement, they say, doesn't exist. It is an agreement. It does exist. We have the damn video of the U.S. president and the Secretary of Defense, Colin Powell, saying there's an agreement. And when the president says there's an agreement, that's the same as a treaty. There is an agreement. In perpetuity. Broken promises. And then it gets crazier. It's not discrimination. Wimbledon officials gaslight public over decision to discriminate against Russian players, banning all Russian players from the sport. There's also another video on Infowars.com as Italians are furious as Ukrainian Nazi sympathizers incorporated into Liberation Day parade, the celebration Italy has for 6 months before the end of the war when the Nazis were kicked out of Italy. And now known Nazis are in the anti-Hitler parades in Italy. Unbelievable. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We're going to come back and hit what's happening with the economy and more. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Say hi to all the folks that are tuning in right now. A good friend I was just talking to during text. All right. You know, there's a big awakening happening, but we are very dependent on just-on-time delivery in this very complex civilization we live in and a supply chain. You don't need me to tell you that. But if you look at what the big corporations are doing in lockstep, they are sabotaging and shutting that down across the board. And then playing dumb and going, we didn't know we printed quadrillions in money and gave it to ourselves, that that would hurt you. And again, Chuckie Schumer's answer is raise taxes on middle-class people. The very thing you don't do during inflation. I mean, whatever the default is of you don't want to do it, like you don't want to take 100 hits of acid, that'll kill you. Well, let's just do that. Or you don't want to pour gasoline all over yourself and light yourself on fire. Well, let's just do that. And they're doing it. So, U.S. inflation climbed to 8.5 in March, highest rate ever, because they're manipulating the rate. Chuck Schumer, only way to reduce inflation is to raise taxes. Home buying is becoming unaffordable for most Americans. Here's what experts predict for the housing market. But don't worry, climate zealot Mark Rufio doesn't believe in utilizing nuclear energy. Nuclear is expensive and very dangerous. Yeah, if it's not run right. But you can't cut off all the fossil fuels when nothing else works while you guys also destroy the hydroelectric dams. But he's an actor given his talking point to go out and be the hero because he wants to cut off the carbon that actually creates carbon dioxide that plants breathe. And then that leads us to this next stack of news on the economy. China's, quote, campaign to wipe out COVID is crushing its economy. But whose economy is it really crushing? It's a communist economy. They're engaged in economic warfare against the West right now. That's what's really going on. And let's shift into the fact that they have almost no COVID deaths, but COVID cases of a fraudulent PCR test. They're admitted to be fraud. Hell, 2+ years ago, we told they were fraud. The government admits they're a fraud for a year. Off of those, they continue the lockdowns, and so does Israel. Israel, why is all-cause mortality increasing? Well, what did the European and German and UK and U.S. and Canadian insurance companies find in the last 6 months? A 40+% increase in death in 18 to 64. So this is not debated. This is mainstream news I'm reading. Why is everybody dying of blood clots and heart attacks and cancer? Well, because that's what this does. It's not a vaccine. It's a prion generating system that colonizes and takes over your body. And then it collapses your economy after they've done that. But then they've got headlines like this out of Forbes. You know Forbes is owned by the Communist Chinese Party? You know, I knew that years ago. I forgot about it. I was at dinner with some very successful business people that are involved in media the other night. And they pointed that out. They said, Alex, we never hear you talk about this. And I said, oh, I forgot that it's 100% owned by subsidiaries of the Communist Party. And what are they telling you? Unvaccinated people increase risk of COVID infection among vaccinated, study finds. Oh, if you take the shot, it doesn't protect you from the virus. But I thought that's the whole point of a vaccine. All lies. Mixed with the unvaccinated increases COVID-19 risk for the unvaccinated. So it doesn't protect you from the virus? And I told you this was coming for a long, long time, and it's all over the news. Chile passes a law prohibiting discrimination against mutants and genetically altered people. So corporations can make genetically altered people that aren't even human, that they control, that are owned by the corporation, but then they have rights. And that's where the transhumanist movement of saying a woman is a man, a biological man can get him pregnant and rape him in the prison, but it's okay, is getting you ready for this. A law in Chile prohibits discrimination against mutants and genetically altered people. The curious regulation was presented by Senator Alejandro Navarro Bryan, approved universally, unanimously, and published in the Official Gazette Wednesday. You might want to go read that article. It's a big, 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 big deal. Talk about next decade's news today. You got it. But here is Obama, that's really who's president, his third term. Here's Obama's, Biden's a puppet. Here's Obama's current COVID advisor, Ashi Jha, says America will give its sovereignty as a nation and let the World Health Organization override its constitution during pandemics. That's officially a global treaty going through right now that we're going to hit here in just a few minutes. But here's some of the other headlines. Are COVID vaccines causing liver failure? The evidence is overwhelming. We predicted it would. Here's the studies on it turning your immune system off or causing horrible autoimmune disorders. Innate immune suppression, SARS-CoV-2, mRNA vaccination, the role of G quadruplexes and exosomes and microRNAs. Might want to go read that for yourself. But, oh, it's okay. Fauci says we're out of the pandemic phase. Fauci confirms COVID-19 infections are at a low, but people should still get intermittently vaccinated with the non-vaccine. Kamala Harris tests positive for COVID, but Joe Biden, not a close contact. She's had four shots, and she's sick. Double vaccinated ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit, if I pronounced that right, misses 2022 NFL draft due to blood clot. And it goes on and on and on. Another scientist who publicly dismissed lab leak gave it credence in private. Read that article. It's on InfoWars.com as well. But let me go to this clip of Biden's, which is really Obama's, not advisor, but spokesperson for the propaganda. It's all pre-written by the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundation and the CIA on record. I mean, they admit that. Here he is telling you, well, I mean, hear it for yourself.
That there are some people in this country who sometimes think that we can take a domestic-only approach to a global pandemic. That's not a thing. You can't do that. If we're going to fight a global pandemic, we have to have a global approach. That means we need funding to ensure that we're getting shots in arms around the world.
A global campaign, and they have the treaty to have the UN take over all of our major governments, and they have the Strong Cities Initiative that Obama signed on to but never got implemented fully, with the UN running the police review boards and the police departments with the communist DAs that George Soros has put in almost every city. They let the fentanyl be on the street, to let the illegal aliens be here, to let the looting happen, to defund the police, so the civilization and society collapse. So we've lived to see it. We have lived to be inside the New World Order with global government, forced inoculations, lockdowns, pedophilia, devalued currencies, all of it. And it's just going to get more insane until these criminals get brought to justice by us taking back the states and the courts and the system. Because right now they're hiding the bureaucracy. They pretend like, oh, we need 2 years of lockdowns. We know that would cause mass starvation. And they go, oh, we need more global government now to kill all the starvation. Or, oh, your borders are collapsing because the third world's collapsing. Oh, the answer is more UN and more lockdowns. But once you get the battle plan, once you get the operation of the globalists, it's game over. And that's what's starting to happen. But it's central to expose the Great Reset and the Build Back Better agenda. It's essential to expose the mega corporations of BlackRock and Vanguard controlling the WEF so that we can stop their agenda. It's like if aliens showed up and started blowing stuff up. We're like, oh, why are the cities blowing up? We don't know why. And there are the big ships attacking us. We have to see who's doing it in their own admissions and then organize and say no to them. That's why they're after us, as we keep ringing that alarm. Hour number two with Count Dankula coming up.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.